That's KO4HKX.
KB2HXS here. I just got a quick question for you, and I'll leave you be. I know you're busy. My wife and I are looking to head up to Brevard tomorrow for a day off, and I was just curious of what the smoke is like up in that area.
Yesterday, it was fairly clear, but the winds are supposed to change today, so I mean, that's what it depends upon, is the wind, which way the wind's blowing.
Okay. I was just kind of curious. I know, you know, you're up that way. You have a little better handle on it, on answering that question. I'll check back a little bit later, I guess, huh? I'll give you a call later.
Yeah. Are you coming today or tomorrow?
Oh, tomorrow.
In the morning.
Yeah, because we want to leave the house by 8:30 or so. That'd be great.
I'll be up and around. Don't worry about it. I'm meeting my son for breakfast in the morning.
Oh, excellent. Okay. All right, I got to jump out of the vehicle here, sir. Thank you for getting back with me. I will catch up with you a little bit later.
You be careful. And if not, I will talk to you in the morning. KO4HKX.
Oh, I'm sure we'll catch up with each other somewhere along the way today. KO4HKX, KB2HX, that's clear. I'll be back in a little while.
Not sure if I did that correctly. Let me try it again. Good morning, Patrick. How copy? I'm coming through Echo Link, K4WCL.
John, that second transmission, I got you just fine, KO4HKX. How are you this morning?
Hey, Patrick. I'm doing well. A little bit concerned about what's going on up there. I'm really concerned for Shane. I've been monitoring a lot of websites and weather and local TV up there, and Shane is not in a good place. We're in a little bit better position. You know, we're downwind from the prevailing wind, so I'm hoping we're going to be okay, but a lot of people may not be.
Yeah, roger that. Well, I just heard Shane on the radio a few minutes ago. He was heading up to his place, so he is up there right now. If you wanted to reach out to him on the telephone, he might hear you. He's up there picking up a few things, checking on the place. So you might give him a shout.
All right, thought I'd leave a little space in case he was listening. I got a text message from him about 30, 40 minutes ago, and I knew he was going to get some radio equipment and some other, you know, things that can't be replaced. So, but yeah, I was looking at that map, and boy, that fire's, you know, just yards away from him. So anyway, all right, well, I guess you're out and about working today. Where are you?
Today I am over here in the Greer Taylor's area, Wade Hampton.
All right, and by the way, how is my audio on Echo Link? I don't know if I've ever used my iPad to connect to Echo Link. I've used my phone a few times, but I'm sitting here on the couch with the iPad right now. How copy?
Your audio is pristine. I wouldn't change a thing. Your Echo Link sounding really good today. But, John, I have arrived at my next stop, so I'm going to jump out of here. Good to hear you. And if you need anything else, just give me a shout. I think you got my phone number now. So just give me a text message or a shout. And you take care. And hopefully everything goes good with them fires today and they can get them somewhat under control.
Yeah, the wind at my house right now is 2 to 4 miles an hour. So not like yesterday when it was gusting 25 plus. So, all right, well, I'll let you go there. I'm going to listen here for a little bit. Maybe I'll catch Shane. Just like to say hello to him, see how he's doing. 7-3, we'll be heading up that way in, about six hours or so. 7-3, Patrick, thanks for coming back to me. K4WCL.
K4WCL, this is KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3, John, be careful.
to HXS Mobile. And I would shout at Patrick. I wouldn't text him.
I'm sorry I didn't get the call there. You got John here, K4WCL, currently in Cumming, Georgia, about 40 miles north of Atlanta. And I got a place up there just south of where the fire is, and we'll be heading up there tonight. But, yeah, Patrick usually responds when I text him. I don't have to shout at him.
Okay. Calls are the same slow because I know I talk fast. It's Kilowatt Bravo 2, KB2, Hotel X-Ray Sierra HXS. Name is Dave. And, yeah, I yell at Patrick all the time. We have a mutual understanding on the repeater, you know. We break each other's chops all the time.
All right, Dave, very good. Yeah, I hear you on the repeater. We're up there usually from Thursday to Sunday. Aren't you in the HVAC business, if I'm not mistaken?
There for a second. All I heard was you heard me on the machine and then I lost you. Please repeat the question.
Yeah, roger, roger. I said, yeah, I hear you on the machine. And I got a phone call coming in, but I'll get that in a second. Yeah, I said, aren't you in the HVAC business, or am I thinking of somebody else?
And 4ZMK.
Sir, you are correct. In fact, I'm out and about right now. Got a couple of customers to see today, and my wife likes to take likes me to take Fridays off, so we can have kind of a day together.
Go ahead, Shane. I heard you in there.
Call for me to talk to two people who are from New York at the same conversation, but I'm glad you guys met each other. Hello, Dave, and hello, John. Nice to hear you. I'm sitting at the house. Right when you came on the Echo Link, Beth called me, so I had to kind of rush her off the phone so I could talk to you.
I don't know about you, John, but I feel pretty insulted. His phone is ringing in the background. He may have had to answer it.
Because I was trying to insult both of you at the same time. Now I have to do it all over again individually. Good morning, Dave.
You can't insult me, Shane. I got broad shoulders.
I'm going to give him an update. I'm sitting here at my desk at the house. Actually, it looks a lot better up here now in my neighborhood. Coming up, the smoke that was on my side of the mountain is not here anymore, like active burning. It's all further north, northwest of me now. So I'm hoping that's a good sign that, you know, bad for that area, going up, I guess, up towards the North Carolina line, but maybe that's good for this, where I live. Anyway, we'll see. And the fire trucks are not here anymore, so they must have moved around. They were sitting in our neighborhood protecting, but now they've moved on, so maybe that's a good sign as well.
Oh, well, that's cool. And you have a bad hump on your signal. That's got to be a power supply issue still. But I'm glad. So I was asking, I don't know if you heard me earlier, I was asking Patrick, because I know he lives up that way. Sally and I want to go up to Brevard tomorrow and take a day off up there. We've been meaning to do that for a while now. You know, it's weather breaking and whatnot. I was just kind of checking on the smoke and the fire up that way, if we should even attempt it.
No, and I'm using a different power supply. I took one power supply and one radio out yesterday. I'm actually coming here to collect my other radios, just pack them up and take them away. But I don't know about up that way. I know the smoke was kind of drifting on an easterly, northeasterly direction. So it might be clear up there, but I don't know.
Excuse me. All right. Well, you know, Patrick said he'd be up early in the morning, and he can give me a little bit better assessment in the morning as to where the smoke is at, if it's fairly safe to come up or let it go for another time.
Pausing there, see if John would come back in. He probably took a phone call, so. Yeah, but it looks good up here right now, which is good news. It's been fun, but we're safe. That's the main thing.
Excellent. Yeah, I'll leave a little bit more of a pause, too, yeah, if he wants to jump back in. Well, When I got home yesterday, Sally was telling me that I guess there was a mandatory evacuation order for Pickens County and Greenville. And I was like, does that mean us? Because we're in Greenville. I didn't know what to do yesterday, but we kept a close eye on things.
Where I live in Pickens County, I'm about half a mile from the Greenville County line that kind of snakes behind us there a little bit. And it was in those areas there where I am, and then down at the Persimmon Ridge fire, that's all Greenville County. And so they were evacuating some people up there too, but I think you're probably good where you are. Just unless you're bothered by the air quality, I don't think there's evacuations for that area over there.
Quality doesn't bother me too much at all. It's more the pollen than anything else at this point. I can smell the smoke and, but the pollen got me a little bit this time.
K4WCL and 4ZLK. He was probably using EchoLink through his phone, too. I actually met him on this repeater several years ago, and then he lives in Georgia, has a place up down in Sunset, and down here he comes up on the weekends, but talked to him on a repeater down there in Gainesville on the way to Atlanta several times, so he's a good guy. Looking forward to him being up this way, being part of the community.
Excellent. Now, you said he's from New York. Do you know what part of New York he's from?
Better at this point.
In some cases, yes, because there is upstate New York, there's the five boroughs and the city area, and there's Long Island, where I'm from. Now, it's important, you know. Don't give me no hassle today, please.
That's like three different countries up there, upstate, the boroughs and Long Island. Yeah, I can't remember. He's probably mentioned it, but I can't remember. He's been down here a long time, so doesn't quite have the accent, but has the heritage.
I'll be bumping into him on the repeater again. I'll ask him.
You know, he has trouble getting into this machine from his place there in Sunset. They got Pinnacle Mountain and, mainly Pinnacle Mountain blocking. But as he drives up here, he gets into it. Or drives around Pickens. If he comes into Greenville. Anyway, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to pack this stuff up. I'll keep the HT on. And good to hear you this morning, Dave. And I hope John will get back in here. Maybe I can say hello. And 4ZLK.
Very good, Shane. Have a good day. I'm going to be designated here in about 3 or 4 minutes myself. So 73 and 4ZLK, KB2HXS.
Whiskey Bravo, monitoring.
KB2HXS here. Name is Dave.
SXH, did I get that right?
Totally backwards. I know, I talk a little bit fast. It's okay. It's KB2HXS, Hotel X-Ray Sierra.
HXS, I believe I got it that time, Roger. Yeah, I'm just monitoring, wondering what the conditions are like up there on Caesar's Head. Do we have any report on that?
I do not know. The gentleman I was just talking to lives up off of Highway 11 up that way. If he comes back in, he can probably tell you.
Okay, this is KQ4 Whiskey Bravo, just checking in, seeing how you guys are doing up there. Good morning, Shane here. I live down closer to Table Rock, across Highway 11 there, on the east side of Table Rock. This area, it's actually better today smoke-wise, and it looks like the fire has moved to the other side, northwest side of Table Rock, it looks like. Because it looks a lot better in here today than it did just the last few days. As far as down towards Caesar's Head and the Persimmon Ridge fire, I am not sure what's going on up that way. The way I drive to get here, I can't really see that direction. It's blocked by other hills and stuff, but it's still bad. Either, wherever the fires are, whichever direction they're going, I know it's still pretty rough. So that's all I can report from here. Okay, this is Wes, by the way, KQ4 Whiskey Bravo from the Anderson Radio Club and the 2-meter net. When you said Shane, it all clicked. I knew I'd heard the call sign before. Anyway, just checking to see how you're doing up there and if anybody had any other reports. But, hang in up there. Stay safe. This is KQ4 Whiskey Bravo. I'll be standing by. Okay, I recognized your call. I just couldn't remember your name. Yeah, nice to officially meet you. Try to check in there every once in a while. I appreciate it. Yeah, we're still under evacuation orders, but we can get in and get into our house. We're just not supposed to stay here. So, but hopefully things will change soon. Nice to meet you. Talk to you later. 73-4, is that okay? Okay, KQ4 Whiskey Bravo, 73 and clear.
K4WCL, anybody still in here?
N4, is that okay?
A minute, KP2HXS.
All right, Dave and Shane both still in here. Sorry, I had a phone call, and even though most of my day-to-day duties have been handed off to somebody, it was kind of an emergency, a little weird, and I guess they decided to call the guy with 42 years of experience instead of letting the new guy handle it, so I jumped off there. But anyway, I'll throw it over to Shane. Hopefully you got everything you could get. Curious if there's any fire equipment in your neighborhood, or how close is the fire to the road that your neighborhood runs off of?
I just pulled up to the house again. It looks so much better up here now than it did the last couple days. And, you know, if the wind kicks back up, it may change, but just driving up here, the smoke from the active fire is no longer on our side of Table Rock, it looks like, or on, you know, the mountains there and the reservoir. It looks like it's all on the other side, and the air is so much clearer in here. And the fire trucks that were sitting at the entrance to our neighborhood are no longer here. They were here for the last few days. So to me, I'm taking that as kind of a good sign that maybe they're needed elsewhere and not necessarily here. So I'm just hoping that the fire is out on this side, and hopefully get it out on the other side. Go ahead.
All right, well, that's very encouraging. I've been praying everything works out for you guys. Man, you've had a rough 2025 so far, Shane. You better start living right, man. Let me throw it over to Dave. I'm not going to stay on here too long, but I got something else I got to do real quick. But, Dave, go ahead. And, Shane, if you have Dave's phone number, if you could send it to me, I may need Dave professionally here one of these days. I got a 25-year-old unit, two units at my house, and I know they ain't going to last forever. Go ahead, Dave.
Okay, Dad, thank you. Yeah, Shane, please feel free to give him my number. And, John, when we get a chance, I'm backing into a loading dock right now. I don't have a tractor-trailer. I'm just got to pick some trash up here. We'll talk a little bit more about our previous residences up in New York. So I come from Long Island, so I get ribbed about that all the time down here. So I'll pass it over to Shane. Go ahead, Shane. I'm gonna check out. Gentlemen, have a good day. 73KB2HXS. Shane, to get it.
Go ahead, John. I'll let you say goodbye, and I will send you that number.
All right, Dave. Well, you know, Dave, I couldn't tell you were from Long Island. I thought maybe you were from Canada or something. Hi. Yeah, I picked up on the slight New York accent there. I grew up north of the Bronx in a little town called North Tarrytown. Tarrytown is where the Tappan Zee Bridge crossed the Hudson River. The little town I grew up in, North Tarrytown, was renamed Sleepy Hollow after the Washington Irving tale about 25, 30 years ago. I'll tell you that story someday. But 73 there, Dave. Have a good day out there, out and about. Over to you, Shane.
All right, John. Yeah, I'm here. I came back up to get a few extra things. We packed up some wedding stuff, wedding supplies, and we're supposed to have that wedding at Table Rock, but I don't know. They told Beth a couple days ago, oh, we're anticipating being open on the 7th, but, you know, we didn't take that chance, and I was trying to figure out how, you know, so we've got another place booked now. And then I came up here today to get my radios and a few other odds and ends that I forgot in the couple trips I've made out here, but Now I'm sitting here looking at everything. I'm going to go ahead and take them because we didn't pack up over the weekend because I told Beth, oh, there's no way it's going to get to us. And then next thing you know, we're being evacuated on Monday. So I'm going to go ahead and take them anyway, just in case. It won't hurt to pack them up and have them with me.
Hey, Shane, this is Wes again. Hey, I just switched radios. Can I get a signal report? Somebody had said my signal was down. How am I coming through?
599, or 5 and 9. You sound good. No issues here.
I think it was me. I think it was the other station had a bad antenna. They felt my signal was low, but good. I'm just checking it out. I appreciate the feedback. 73, stay safe up there, Shane.
73 to you, Wes. Yeah, signal sounds perfect. Talk to you later. Go ahead, John. N4, is that okay?
Yeah, he's coming through fine. I'm listening on Echo Link, and you sound good here. So, anyway. All right. Well, yeah, I did see your post about the wedding. I hate that they had to scramble last minute, but like you said, better be safe than sorry. You know, they evacuated our neighborhood during the Pinnacle Mountain fire, and you know, we grabbed pictures. I don't believe I took any radio gear, but whatever I could fit in the truck we took, and I did make Lori drive the Solstice home. I didn't want to leave it up there. I didn't have the Jeep back then, but luckily they did a good job and the fire never got into the neighborhood, but you know, that was a scary week. I remember watching my cameras every day, you know, like you, trying to gauge how bad things were, you know, by the smoke in the neighborhood. And yeah, that was scary. So I'm really hoping things work out for you, Shane.
I think it will. I mean, all we can do is, you know, hope and pray. So not much we can do about it when nature does this to us, even if it's human caused originally. But I may ask you for some tips on getting rid of smoke smell. The house is, even though we kept it shut up, I turned the AC off and everything, it still has seeped in. It may not be as bad as I think it is, but I may have to ask you for some tips on that, how long it lasted or if anything we can do.
Oh, man, I'm scratching my head here. I don't remember if the smoke smell got into the house. I don't know if turning your air conditioning on is a good thing or a bad thing. Maybe that's a question for Dave, but I don't remember that being an issue, Shane, so I don't really have any great pointers other than open the windows up after things subside and just get as much fresh air in there as possible. I have a friend that's in the ServPro business. He owns 7 or 8, maybe more than that, ServPro franchises around here. If you'd like, I can reach out to him to see what kind of tips he has.
That'd be a good idea at some point. No hurry, but I'll let you know on that. Yeah, it might be. I thought about opening the windows now because it almost feels fresher outside than it does in the house right now with the way the wind's blowing. And while I'm here, I might do that. But better let you go. I gotta get this stuff and maybe get back on the road before things change. Maybe the wind picks back up. I don't know. Just try to get back out, trying to see the grandkids while I'm taking some time off work.
All right, yeah, I was just going to ask you if you were off today. I didn't figure they'd let you bring the big truck down there into your neighborhood. There's probably nowhere to park down there, down your little hole there. So, all right. Yeah, I got to call Richard back. He's been calling me. I'm not sure what he wants, but let me give him a buzz and go back to what I've been doing for the last couple days, which is basically nothing. I mean, it's, I feel like the Maytag repairman, and I guess next week, my final week will be the same way. Not that I'm complaining, but I guess when you do something for 42 years and you're used to your phone ringing off the hook, or these days, more email and text messages, and then all of a sudden you got nothing to do, man, you feel weird, and I mean weird. So everybody was like, it'll be a transition, and I was like, no, it won't be a transition. I'll go from black to white real quick. But now I'm starting to think like I'm going to have this nobody loves me, nobody needs me anymore syndrome for a couple of weeks. Shane, be safe out there. If you need anything, give us a holler. 73, maybe I'll catch you later. This is K4WCL, Cumming, Georgia.
Really nice to hear you. I appreciate it. Yeah. Congratulations again on that retirement. You're gonna do well with it. We'll talk to you later. Say hello to everybody, and especially Lori. K4WCL, N4ZLK.